ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about tax strategies, how to get income when you're retired, Social Security, estate planning, the stock market, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt, and this week's going to be no exception. We have a fantastic show lined up for you, but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years and a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families in 43 states. I cannot tell you what an honor and a privilege that is. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States. Actually, the fifth year in a row that they have done so.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. Well, let's talk about what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So the first thing I want to get to this week with you guys is a very important consideration. And this is the first thing basically that we do with a prospective client. When we sit down with you to review how we should design your plan, one of the first things we do is we want to determine how much risk should you take with your investments. How do we design your portfolio to and we have to know how much risk we need to take, and then we can design the portfolio. So we're going to talk about how to do that. And it's a number that we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E. And I'll explain that in the first segment here in just a moment. Now, in our second segment, we're going to talk about something that seems to be happening more and more. In fact, I think despite all the stuff with ISIS and terrorism and everything else that's going on, I seem to have more and more clients that are talking about retiring overseas. You know, they want to retire in Puerto Rico, Costa Rica. You know, they want to retire in Switzerland. I have one client that was talking about wanting to do that. So we've got different countries. And I want to go over with you. I was interviewed by Kiplinger's, and they were asking me about that. And so I want to talk about, if you want to retire, there are three commonly overlooked factors that you should not overlook. So we'll talk about that. Now, also, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we have now, fortunately, the Better Business Bureau has this award they give. It's called the Torch Award for Ethics. And we're fortunate to be one of the four finalists for this award, which I'm actually quite proud of that. And the actual announcement of who will win of the four finalists is in September. So we're going to have to be in suspense. But they did have this... I guess I had to write these essays. I felt like I was in college writing a term paper. They the application for the award was six questions. And so this week I want to go over the second question with you and talk about what that was all about. Okay, so we'll share with you how I answer that question, because I think that, you know, ethics is something that makes your life better. I really do. I think if you lead your life ethically, whether you're in business or just in general, if you lead your life ethically, it cleans your life up. It makes everything so much easier. You don't have to think about anything. You just do the right thing and everything takes care of itself. Now, also this week, we want to talk about our foundational philosophy here at Money Matters. Okay, so one of the things that you may know if you've listened to the show for how many years have we been on now? Since 1995. So 22 years. Oh my gosh. Well, our foundational philosophy is buy, hold, and sell. Okay, because we work with people who are retired, who are retiring soon. And we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? And I always say this, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And one of the things that can make you poor very quickly is a terrible bear market. And so, therefore, we believe that should be something you should plan for and protect against. And so we have our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, which is what enabled us to tell our clients to be out of the stock market for all of 2008 while all that stuff was happening. And so we want to talk about our buy, hold strategy this year, buy, hold, sell strategy. But buy, hold myth number 6, okay, is the one that the buy, hold people tell you is the reason why you should never sell, no matter how much pain, no matter how much money you're losing, you should never, ever sell. And you know why? Because you haven't lost any money unless you... Aha! I bet you finished that sentence for me, didn't you? Well, we're going to talk about why that is a bad idea, okay? So we'll share that with you. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would just stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. I don't know what that drop had to do with anything, but I'll take it. Tarzan came in the room. But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the Dynasty Trust. This is a good one. This is my favorite trust. This is the kind of trust that can help to protect the inheritance that you leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs from lawsuits, from divorce, and estate taxes for potentially 100 years.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, you know, if you think, if you're one of those people that thinks that your downline heirs and beneficiaries for the next 100 years will never get divorced, never declare bankruptcy, and will not have estate taxes, then you don't need to listen to that segment. But on the off chance that maybe you're concerned about that potentially happening, then we can show you how to beat that. Okay, so we'll have that for you at about 10 till. So we've got a great show. I want to tell you something quick here. You know, we have a cat in our home. We actually have three cats, okay? Three women in the home. We have four women and three cats. That's weird. We used to have four cats, but she was eaten by a coyote, which I should laugh. It's very sad, but I'm not a cat person, so I get over it. But anyway, Tom is the eldest son of all the cats that we have. He's this big tomcat. That's why we call him Tom. He's a big boy. But he is, I don't know what the attitude he has about me, but you know in Seinfeld, whenever Newman appeared and they kind of looked at each other and they went, Newman? Jerry? It's like that. So I walk in the room, he's sitting in Faye's lap, and the first thing he does is he looks at me like, Jerry? And I'm like, Newman? And then he gets up and runs out the room. I think I've petted that cat like twice in his entire lifetime. If I'm home alone, I don't even know, I never even see him. Okay, I know I'm feeding him, and I'm smelling that he's home. So anyway, so let's talk about how much risk should you take, how to determine that, and it's called your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E. So the hurdle rate, just to define our terms, is what return do I need to make on my investments to support my lifestyle for the rest of my life, taking into account taxes, inflation, all those kind of things. So what you do So what you do is you sit down and you look at all of the sources of income that you have. Do you have a pension? Do you have Social Security? Do you have real estate? You know, all the sources of income that you're going to have while you are retired. So in theory, then you won't have wages, but what other things do you have? Then we want to look at all of your expenses. So what are going to be your expenses while you're retired? Are you going to travel? Are you going to give to charity? Are you going to support children? You have, of course, your groceries and your utilities and all your property taxes and insurance and all that kind of stuff. So we want to add all of your expenses together and subtract that from those sources of income. The difference is going to be the amount that your investments need to make up. Okay, so if you have more expenses than you have sources of ready income, then your investments have to make up that difference. So what we do then is we take that difference, and let's say it's $40,000. So let's say that $40,000 is how much you need from your investments every year. So then we look at how much money do you have, and that determines the rate of return we need to earn on your money to support your lifestyle. Now, if that number is really high, if it's like 8, 9, or 10, then your expenses are too high or you don't have enough money to retire on. On the other hand, if it's low, then that's good. And so we can design your plan. Now, the reason why your hurdle rate is so important, because let's say your hurdle rate is 4%. That would determine a different level of risk than if it's 5, 6, or 7%. Okay, so you start with the hurdle rate, decide how much risk you need to take, then work backwards to construct your portfolio. Okay, so that's how we do it. And if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors and help you to determine your hurdle rate, to determine your financial plan, then we want to help you with that. So go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we want to do is sit down with you, and we want to go over with you all your financial life. Okay, so we want to talk about your estate planning, your income taxes, your 401ks, your retirement planning, your income, all those kind of things. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there is no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, it certainly is. Okay, so take advantage of it. There's no charge or obligation, as I said. So go to moneymatters.net and meet with one of our advisors. I think you'll find them to be knowledgeable, friendly, and very capable. And you'll find that out for yourself. So moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, you want to retire abroad? Well, there's three things you need to look at. And then we're also going to talk about ethics and buy-hold myths. You name it, we're going to talk about it. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.